I'm having a chat with Dilly Dream. You're a DJ. You'd like to see nightclubs reopen as planned, wouldn't you? On October 22nd.
Yes, I think this has gone on so long. People are still getting the virus, even though everyone has been, by the way, careful. Everyone has been controlled. We need to have fun. We need to be able to enjoy ourselves again. People are suffering from depression and mental health problems because of this. That's not been talked about. People need to dance. They need to enjoy music.
And you love spinning those records, and you can't. At the moment.
I can't, and it's a shame. I love playing like alternative stuff, old stuff, stuff that wouldn't be on the nowadays radio. You know, things that people would take people back to when they were younger and stuff, you know. Then I can't do that now, you know, for the crowds, and it's a shame.
And nightlife and that whole scene has just gone into hibernation. Can you see where the government are coming from with a possible delay? Can you see?
No. Leo Varadkar was like out partying and everything, so like why can't we?
Well, he was caught in a photograph at an outdoor gig in London a few weeks back.
Yeah, exactly. So what else are they doing? You know, they have their bar and the doll, they have their everything else. They have a great life. They're just controlling us. It's all about control.
And have you managed to get round to being vaccinated yet?
I didn't take the vaccination. I'm against testing in animals and everything else, so
but
I didn't.
But you're a human.
I know, I don't believe in testing on animals for something for humans. I don't believe in it. Yeah, I had the virus and I got battered from it, so I have my certs. Yeah.
Why won't you get vaccinated? If you and the other 300,000 people got vaccinated, maybe the nightclubs could reopen, maybe we could go into shops with no masks.
It's all a maybe, you see. It's not a definite. So unless it's a definite, I wouldn't do it. I don't believe it.
How can we persuade you to get vaccinated?
You see, I'm a vegan, so I wouldn't take antibiotics. I wouldn't take anything. So that's tested in animals. You know, it's my morals. It's, you know, you wouldn't ask Muslim people to take off their covers and their faces, women. So why would you ask a vegan to take something that's tested in animals? Yeah.
If we have to hold out for the 10% of people who are unvaccinated, it's not fair. But at the same time, if it's not safe to open the nightclubs, then I suppose it's the right thing to do.
You're a young person. How do we persuade those young adults who haven't yet got vaccinated that perhaps maybe they should?
Probably talk to their friends who are vaccinated, or maybe look up credible sources that's not like Facebook or anything.
They should get vaccinated, like.
Do you want the young people to get vaccinated?
Yeah, the young people should get vaccinated. Like, what's the point of not getting vaccinated?
And why do you think many people in your age group still haven't got vaccinated?
I don't know. It's just lazy, yeah.
You think it's laziness?
Yeah, laziness.
I think it's really awesome that so many people are vaccinated when you compare it against the state, so...
So we're 90% vaccinated. You're from America. What are you, around 70%?
So I think it's 60 or something, maybe even lower where we're from, so...
And why is that? Is it conspiracy theories? What is it? Is it laziness?
Conspiracy, anti-government, not believing in it, just a lot of different reasons, I guess.
To me, before Christmas, there's going to be another lockdown. 2000, yesterday.
2066 new
66,
cases.
That's right, you know what I mean? You know? When you reopen, it's going to double and triple.
So you're saying, let's hold it.
Let's
not
hold
reopen
everything.
On the 22nd
let's
of October.
Let's hope it, you know what I mean? You know? I think so, anyway, you know what I mean? You know, unless before Christmas there's going to be another lockdown.
We really need to be careful still, because COVID is still out there and the numbers are getting...
And the Delta variant is still very much out there.
Very much out there, yeah. So we just need to take it slowly, I think.
Professor Philip Nolan said, leaving home with COVID symptoms should become socially unacceptable in the same way as drink driving. Do you think it should? Do you think we should... be a bit harder on people that leave the house that have obvious symptoms?
Yes, I think so. You know, it's so easily caught, the Delta version, so we need to look after ourselves.
There's still a lot of people unvaccinated, but that's their choice.
How do we get through to them and perhaps persuade them? We all know someone that's holding out.
Can't do anything about it, it's their choice. It's their choice, but unfortunately we'll just have to stick to the plan, you know, and take care of ourselves. If they want to open, let them open, but I'm going to take responsibility for myself and I won't be going into big crowds.
We're here in Cork City at the moment and it is bustling. I haven't seen it this busy since 2019. How would you feel if shops didn't have to make you wear masks? restaurants didn't have to ask for a COVID cert. That's the plan for October
22nd. I wouldn't like it. I wouldn't feel secure coming in. I wouldn't be coming in. You know, I would stick, you know, I prefer to wear my mask. I prefer to be asked for my digital certificate, you know.
I just wish it opened back up again.
You just want everything to reopen?
Yeah.
So you're sick of it, really?
Yeah.
You want the nightclubs to reopen?
It's going on. Nightclubs isn't bother me, but...
Are you not a clubber?
No. Definitely not.
What?
A clubber.
No, we're not a clubber.
It'd be nice if it opened back up for everybody.
Yeah, I'd like it open because I'm a bingo goer. And I'm anxious for all the bingos to be open.
Is bingo back properly?
No, not properly. There's only every second seat.
So you would like to have it proper busy again?
Proper busy, yeah. Because that's all we have to look forward to, you know.
And you love your bingo.
That's all they have. It's a social life, do you know what I mean?
If the nightclubs don't reopen on October 22nd,
yeah.
You're a clubber. How would it make you feel? You
I'd
nightclubs?
I'd be snapping. I'd miss the pub. I'd miss the nightclubs. I miss the pubs. I miss the parties. I miss it all. Yeah, I would. It'd be snapping.
And being young, it's been a long pandemic. Do you want things to finally get back to normal?
Yeah, of course I do. Yeah, it's very long.
I'm easy, really, because we've come such a long way. And if we have to delay for a wee bit further, so be it. I think we're in a great position now to when we weren't allowed out beyond 2 kilometres. So we've a lot of freedom. And if it means that we have to curtail ourselves for another wee bit, I'm okay with that.
You're okay?
Yeah.
You don't mind?
No, absolutely.
And how do we get through to those 300,000 people, those adults, that have declined a vaccine?
Yeah, it's very hard. I suppose it's very difficult. That's for the medical people maybe to give them a wee bit more facts and figures. Tell people how you feel. I wouldn't, you know, be over erratic about it either, because people obviously have a very good reason, well, should have a very good reason not to. So I wouldn't like to be intimidating either, because it is about choice.
Sure, it doesn't make that much of a difference really. That it's only nightclubs at the end of the day. Like.
So it's nightclubs and perhaps still being asked for your COVID cert, and restaurants being asked to wear your mask still in shops?
I think it's good that we still have those precautions to be taken, to be honest.
So you think October 22nd, you're happy enough to push that
I'm happy
date
enough,
out?
Especially if we're still wearing masks and stuff. What's the difference? It's only nightclubs that's affected really, like, it doesn't really matter.
Is it because the numbers are going up? Is it because, again, the non-vaccinated are...
Yes, it's those two reasons. The numbers are going up, 300,000 or so adults that have chosen not to be vaccinated.
Yeah, and they are talking about, again, rethinking the 22nd. Some, you know, maybe we're going ahead and now we have to go backwards again, maybe.
Hi, I'm Brian, the manager of City Limits Comedy Club and Nightclub. My grandmother is after getting a theatre licence. Have you heard of them?
Your grandmother?
Yeah, my grandmother has got a theatre licence, because everybody's getting them these days. It seems to be very fashionable. But I hope people do help these late night venues, because they are an integral part. I know people get older and they forget it, but kids do. You know, it's important to go out and dance and meet people, and this isn't properly run once like City Limits was.
Brian Corlin from City Limits, you know, the fact that it's been nearly 2 years that your late night comedy, it's been on hold, perhaps in a field, perhaps online. How hard has that been? And is it time for nightlife to finally reopen? And can you understand why the government are considering a delay past October 22nd?
I can understand where they're going. I want to give a plug to Tom Dunn, because it's funny. I used to be in the nightclub business, or late venue business, and now I get home in time to listen to Tom Dunn. Everybody should listen to Tom Dunn.
And he helps you through?
He helped me through. He's brilliant. They badly need help. I really think they're the forgotten people, but they genuinely need help. They're an integral part of society, boy meets girl.
And that's the thing, relationships happen in nightclubs. I've got so many friends who met in nightclubs. They met their now wife in a nightclub. I mean, it does happen. What do you want the government to do? Reopen or delay?
Well, you know what? Everybody from the local butcher to the superintendent met their partner in the building now that is City Limits, and my father before them. I doubt if there's another building in the whole of Cork that has had more partners meet there in the 50 years we're there. I think they need all the help they can get. I think they need to extend. There was this money given to help gigs go on again. It ends in October and there's this panic spending to get rid of it. I think they need to extend that probably until Christmas, because I hear there's no gigs booked for November. Everybody's just rushing to do these gigs. They should extend that and just help them, because they have been the forgotten people for a very long time.